What'd you say?
Oh, you heard me. Come on, keep up, slowpoke.
Well, hey, I don't know what you're talking about.
You're so lonesome, Sam. I saw it in your eyes last night at the lake.
What? It was dark, did not.
Did too. You're carrying that secret like a 2-ton sack of feed on your back. And it doesn't have to be that way.
Secret? What secret?
Fibber.
I ain't in the mood tonight, little girl. Daphne! Daphne? Well, hey!
Pay your own self.
When you came in the air went out, and every shadow filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I wanna do bad things with you. I'm the kind to sit up in his room, heart sick and eyes filled up with blue. I don't know what you've done to me, but I know it's about just true. I wanna do bad things with you.
Jesus Christ! Jesus Christ! You're a
shapeshifter and proud of it.
How'd you find out about me?
Last night in the woods. I watched a dog jump in the water, and it came up you. Isn't this great?
Yes, it's pretty great.
You're not alone anymore. Oh, crap. Hey, me, my door.
Hey, Jerry. Darlene.
Hey, Sam.
Daphne.
Hey.
Good party.
Yep.
Later, darling.
Oh, wait.
It's in the air, I guess.
Yeah, looks like it.
See you at work.
Right.
Come on, special lady.
Daphne?
Wait!
Oh, shit. What the fuck are you always so brave?
I'm the last person you should be afraid of, and I'm so pleased to make your acquaintance. Switch that house.
Gotta go.
But we have to talk about this.
No, we don't. Have a good evening, sir.
Well, excuse you.
Don't do that.
He didn't hear. He's glad we came to. Listen. This line's full of fog and disco music. By the way, they can't glamour me. Can they glamour you?
No, but I think it.
You ever hear any vampire thoughts?
God, no. Don't even say that out loud.
I didn't.
Listen,
I don't know what little fried corn on the cob town you're from or what candy-ass vampires you're with, but this is Dallas, baby.
Hey, you watch your tone of voice, and don't you call me baby.
Dallas vamps are serious and scary as shit.
Mine are too, thank you very much. I had to learn pretty quick how to handle myself around them.
If they knew what we could do, they would suck us dry.
They'd do worse than that. You think I don't know? That's why we need to swap stories. We can help each other.
I don't want any help. Just forget about it. You can't tell anybody about me. Please. Jessica, we discussed this.
All I did was order him off the menu. You didn't say not to order off the menu.
I would no more allow you to feed on that young man than to watch pornography on television.
Porno?
Jessica.
Hey, Sookie, there's dirty movies on TV.
I know. Yuck.
To your room, please. True Blood.
You are going to be so sorry when I get an eating disorder. Private! Keep out!
Sookie, where have you been?
I was asking the bellboy if there's a candy machine, what's a continental breakfast.
You cannot wander off on your own. The situation here is more complicated than we thought. We don't know nearly enough about the Dallas vampires.
They can't touch me. I'm yours. Every single part of me. Completely and totally yours.
I don't think it matters to them, sweetheart.
As long as it matters to you.
Sucky, Sucky, Sucky. Tell me you understand. Promise me you'll do as I say, not because I say it, but for your own sake.
Well, I've known since the airport that we're up to our necks in big old vampire mess again. I don't want to get beat up or dead. I'm not going to do anything stupid. Is this room secure, do you think?
I believe so, but one would have...
Honey, for a little while, let's not worry. We have something to be happy about.
I don't think so.
Yes, we do. We're in a vampire hotel. It's light tight. For the very first time. You don't have to leave me alone in bed at dawn.
I forgot about that.
I didn't.
My only desire is to keep you safe.
Your only desire?
Well, no.
You're talking to the man.
Coit? Coit Fortenberry?
Yeah? Who's this?
Jessica Hamby? Maybe you don't remember me.
Jessica. Oh, my Lord. I remember you, all right? I can't stop thinking about you.
Really? I mean, really, really?
Really, really, and then some more.
Coit!
You hang on?
Who the heck is calling you at this time of night? It's a girl, isn't it? I know it's a girl. Will you tell her it's not decent or ladylike? I dare you!
So where were we?
Well, you're telling me how you couldn't stop thinking about me? And well...
I can't stop thinking about you.
I'm a little bored here in Dallas.
We'll watch TV together long distance.
Or I could tell you about my comic book.
Well, we could do both.
I mean, I would just love that.
Okay. So, it's called Space Tomb.
And this time they're on the planet Historion, and Sea Leopard's just pitching a fit.
Get up, get up, get up. I said get up. Put on your sweats.
What's happening?
Come on, come on. Let's haul your butt outside, you pansy bang banger. Let's go.
My God.
My God, that's right. Rise and shine for God. Come on, let's go. Move, move, move. Stand up straight. Make a line you can be proud of. Let's go. You're supposed to be leadership material. Mrs. Doolin,
I know you're wondering what this is all about. Well, God needs your obedience, God needs your will, and your faith. And in due time, all will be revealed to you.
Can somebody reveal a bathroom? Because I really need one.
Sorry. Not till you've earned it.
Jumping jacks, everyone! Let's go! Maximum effort!
You're too good for the stackhouse. I'm telling you right now, I want to see a change in your attitude. I want to see command presence. But you don't do the Lord's work. You feel like walking away? Go ahead. You stay. You drop and give me 30. I said, give me 30. I'll tell you when you can laugh, you pissed out little sinner. Give me 50. Start pushing. Anyone else? At the best you ladies can do, you disgust me. All of you. Pitiful. I pray Jesus isn't watching this crap today.
Just thinking about Sookie's grave. She was like my real mom. Such a good person. Truly good, through and through.
What was she think of me?
Well, she liked you. She did appreciate a handsome man.
Well, I wish I could have met her.
Me too. She made this house the one place in the world I felt safe. And now I'm gonna live here.
Well, happy day after your birthday.
It's the only good one I ever had, because of you.
First of many, Jeremy.
This is a continental breakfast.
What's wrong with it?
I just thought it would be more continental.
Well, the Danishes are Danish, and they're free.
Free? I didn't know that. Would it be all right if I...
Yeah, whatever.
Now, Barry, let's get to it.
Why won't you just leave me alone?
Because I've never met another telepath. Have you?
No. Don't say that word.
It's what you are. Nobody else knows what it's like to be us. We need to stick together. It's nothing to be ashamed of.
Yes, it is. My life is shit. I can't do anything normal people do. If I'm not around a bunch of vampires, I can't hardly think.
I used to feel exactly the same. Like I had a disability.
More like a curse.
But lately, since I met my boyfriend, it seems like telepathy can come in handy sometimes. You can even make a little money. I'm starting to see it in a whole new way.
Then you're even crazier than I am.
How Brazilian wax feels like that bitch ripped out my female organs. Get a vamp to pay for laser. So,
concentrate. You can shut her out. Concentrate so hard your hair hurts. Everything goes quiet. Concentrate.
Do you know if Hotel Carmel is hiring? There wasn't anybody at the desk.
No, ma'am. We're fully staffed. But you can fill out an application. We'll keep it on file.
Come with me.
You can control it.
I wish it was true.
Barry, it is. I can teach you how.
There's enough people in my brain already. You're on your own. Right this way.
You did? That's funny, because I was.
Sucky.
It was only for a few minutes. I had to. Well, it's the most amazing thing. I met another telepath. He's not very nice. He's not very good at it, but... Oh, it's wonderful knowing you're somebody besides me.
You made him aware of your gift after everything I've said?
Not on purpose. We were in each other's heads before we knew it. I thought you'd be happy for me.
The more people know what you do, the harder it is for me to protect you.
He can't even admit what he is to himself. He's not going to do any talking about me.
You can't be sure.
Yes, I can. I'm good at this. Look, if all I'm supposed to do in Dallas is shut up and take orders, I might as well be slinging beers at Merlot's. You're the one who told me I was more than a waitress.
You are. But...
What?
Never mind it.
Talk to me. Lean on me. I've leaned on you plenty.
Well, here I am, responsible for you and Jessica. And yet no decisions are mine. And it makes me feel...
Like a human?
Like a waitress.
You're walking in my shoes, and it's giving you blisters.
Eric is strangely intense about all this. It's not like him. I don't trust it.
Don't you worry about Eric. We'll do the job and go home. A deal's a deal.
Sookie, you know what he's like. What's it to him to break a contract with a girl?
A woman. He needs me. He won't want to make me mad.
I can't lose you.
You never will.
Hope you're enjoying that Coca-Cola, Arlene.
Well, thank you, Daphne. I am. Because unlike you, I actually did my clothes and prep last night.
Mm-hmm. I'd appreciate it if you gave me a hand just for today.
Then you'll never learn. Now, some people around here might let you slide on by, but I'm thinking about your future as a server.
That's real generous.
Don't forget to make the iced tea. Hey, good looking.
Hey, you...
Terry, could you make the iced tea for me, please?
Don't you do it.
Please?
You better not.
Oh. How the hell are y'all gonna put me in?
Look what you did. Mean old freckle-faced redhead witch.
Morning, Daphne.
Back at your bus.
Why'd you take off last night? Looked everywhere for you.
I just went for a little run. You know, I always seem to need one after a shift.
Hey, me too.
I reckon you had all you could handle for one night anyway.
I reckon you underestimate me.
Guess we'll find out.
When?
Soon.
Better be.
Lafayette! Terry, Lafayette's back.
Thank God, brother. Thank God.
Can we talk?
Where the fuck
have you been? Couldn't pick up damn phone.
Sorry.
Well, sorry's not good enough. Not only did you leave us high and dry, but there are people here who give a shit about you. We didn't know if you were alive or dead. Like, ordinarily, right about now, you'd be telling me to fuck off in some colorful and creative way. But you want to talk? Do some talking.
Sam, all I want to know is, can I have my job back?
I ought to tell you to fuck off. All that pressure in the kitchen just about put Terry back in the VA hospital. Yeah, of course you can have your job back. Place ain't the same without you.
Thank you, Sam.
I left you. What happened to you?
Midnight, you're out of ammo. You got five hungry vampires snapping at your ass. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
Run
fast.
Whoa, whoa, get up. You gotta keep going. Y'all five hungry snapping vampires.
Fuck it, I hate this. I just want to be a bank teller again.
It's fine, dude. Let the vampires chew you up. You're not good enough to lead for the Lord. That's how you do it, Stackhouse.
Oh, you better pace yourself.
This is my pace.
Yes, hold on.
Are you still here? Or did you come back?
Oh, Carla, I slept over. Don't you remember? Maybe not. You were having a very nice time.
Maybe not. What's all this?
Oh, looks like we need a place to stay.
Stay today? Stay tonight?
For a while.
But you have your own home.
That's not mine.
What?
It belongs to one of my clients. He was out of the country, but he's back this morning. I'm sure I told you, no?
No, you didn't. Look, I hate to tell you this, but this isn't going to work.
But I assumed, and we've all been so happy living together, that you'd want to have us close.
Marianne, I'm a guest here myself. I can't be having a house full of people so you don't even know.
She wouldn't mind. You explain how much we mean to you.
Don't get me wrong, I couldn't be more grateful for everything you've done, but I'm not right about this. You can't move in. I'm sorry.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Did you know Marianne wants us all to be roommates here?
Nah, cool. I guess that other guy came back from Peru.
Nah, not cool. Not gonna happen. I just moved in.
Okay, fine. We can go somewhere else if that's how you feel.
That's all you gotta say.
Relax, it's no big deal.
What do you know, Matt? Fucking Bedouins?
We move around a little bit. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, nothing except I didn't know. You could have told me.
Who cares? I mean, what matters is being with the people you love.
Well, other things matter, too. Like knowing the truth about the people you love. So while we're on the subject, what exactly is your thing with Marianne?
Well, when I was ready to lay down and die, she lifted me up same as she did you.
And now you follow her wherever she goes?
I'm not her dog, if that's what you're trying to say. And why all of a sudden are you so paranoid about Marianne?
Because I'm trying not to be a fool.
You know what this is really about? Your history is so fucked up, you have no clue what family is.
That's not fair. I do have a clue. Sort of. Kinda.
Who gives a damn about a house? Marianne, Carl, and me, we take care of each other. Took care of you. That's family, Tara.
Now we're going to work on our defensive tactics if we can't even climb a fence. Let's go. Next, come on.
No.
Come on. Get up there. Get up there. Let's go. Come on. Come on.
You should have paced yourself.
If you're laying down, you better be dead. Stand up. Come on.
Well, why do you embarrass me?
Why you straight out embarrass me? What's your name, failure?
Luke.
Well, look, your entire family's been ambushed by vampires, and they're bleeding to death on the other side of this fence.
No.
Yeah, they are. Your mama and daddy are drowning in buckets of their own blood. Calling your name. It's going to be over in 30 seconds. Let's go.
Nice work, Luke. They're gone, massacred. You'll never see them again, and it's your own damn fault. Stay right there.
Now, what are you going to do? He's a big fat loser. He's brought shame on himself, shame on you, and shame on his religion. What's a real leader gonna do?
Just get rid of me. Just leave me.
Up to you.
Luke. Look at me. Hey. It's only a damn fast. Come on. Come on.
I got you, bro. It's not too late.
You gonna save your family.
Now that's a freaking soldier of God.
Great job, Jason.
Praise his life.
Next, let's go.
You should have told me Eric hired a fucking human, Isabel.
Now, wait just a minute.
Respect her.
Thank you. I couldn't tell you, Stan. You've been off on your own for days.
Are you certain Godric was abducted by the Fellowship of the Sun?
Yes.
No.
They're the only ones with the organization and manpower.
But they're amateurs. It doesn't make any sense. This is Godric we're talking about. 2,000 years old.
Oh, don't make you smart.
Besides, there's no proof. If they've got him, I'll hear it. That's my job.
There's no reason to wait. We need to take these fanatics down. Full out attack. Exterminate them like the vermin they are. Leave no trace.
Vampire-hating church annihilated. Wonder who did it. Fucking brilliant.
I doubt the King of Texas would approve the destruction of our international political agenda.
Fuck that. The Great Revelation is the biggest mistake we ever made.
Don't use Godric to make your own little power play.
You're completely incompetent! What's happened to Godric that he surrounds himself with clowns?
We invited you as a courtesy. This is not your territory. You have no voice here.
Yeah, sure. Why don't you run back down to Louisiana? We don't need you or your puppets.
Well, I'm not going anywhere.
And I'm nobody's puppet.
What we need is a plan.
I have a plan.
It's not a plan, it's a movie.
It's not a movie. It's a war.
Idiots.
I'm in the middle of something right now.
I know,
you can't come in
that.
And run in front of my people.
Well, I'm going to talk to you about it right now.
I'm going to get them to respect
Steve,
me.
Steve,
you're pulling me out of the room.
Steve, we're supposed to be partners.
We are partners.
Then why does Gabe always know more than I do?
I don't have time for this.
You mean you don't have time for me?
This is very valuable information, Gabe. It's excellent work.
I told both of you I don't care for this. You're going too darn far.
Thank you, Reverend Newland. I'll put things in motion.
Thanks.
You don't listen to me at all anymore.
What?
Jason!
Oh, you wanted me?
Yes, you were fantastic today. Steve, he was such a warrior.
So you said, I'm impressed. You're rising to the next level, recruit.
I am. Well, what's that?
Come take a little walk with me.
I'll get too.
You got it, honey. I'm going to show you something that very few people have seen. Man to man, sometimes I almost understand why some people believe in divorce.
But you got Sarah.
Yeah, I got her even when I don't want her. Oh, you know I'm just kidding.
All right, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Latter Day Institute research and development.
Holy.
Yeah, we're not exactly sure yet of all the ways to take him out. At first we just focused on the guns, but then we thought, well, hey, what's a wooden arrow?
Well, that's an itty-bitty stake.
That's right, Jason. An itty-bitty stake to drive through a vampire's dead rotten heart at 324 feet per second.
And that's all she wrote.
We got silver bullets. Silver bullets with holy water. Wooden bullets. Talked about those.
Yes, sir.
Flamethrower.
Oh, man.
Silver throwing stars.
Now that, I wouldn't have thought of.
Decapitation might work, so we got a guillotine on order just in case. Oh, that's a machine like a giant razor. Cuts the heads right off.
Yeah, I bet that'd do it all right.
There's one good thing about having these hell beasts among us. We'll find better ways to kill them. Amen.
Amen.
Keep it running. We're not going in.
You want to give me your orders, please?
I already gave our orders to that other girl twice.
Sorry, she sucks. And what's with that fool bartender? Where's our beers? Tara!
You don't need any beers. Your butt's as big as a barn.
Well, you look like you're pregnant.
Nice of you to show up for work tonight.
Oh, sorry.
I would have got fired. Lucky you slept with the boss. Arlene!
Tara! Step up your game. We're way behind. Arlene, don't make me fire you for talking trash.
You be nice to her, Sam. It's Tara's fault anyway.
What's my fault?
Sleeping where you eat.
Jesus Christ, Tara. What did I ever do to you? You leave him alone and give me my beer. You know what? Here they are. Fuck you very much.
Fuck you,
okay. I'm going to just get my beer. Oh, son of a...
Go, Daphne.
Bitch. Oh, congratulations, Arlene. You're Marlott's best waitress for life.
Frankly, I aim a little higher. We'll aim the plates for the table. That's all I ask.
I'm nicer to people when I'm your age.
Tara, how freaking long do I have to wait for my 7 and 7 diet and rum 2 scotches in a scrum?
You're hanging that order.
She said you were standing right here. You just weren't paying attention.
No, you weren't, and yes, I was.
Girls, what's the holdup on my tequila?
You never asked me for any tequila. You don't have to.
Tara's on drugs.
Tara, you high?
Okay, I wish I was the way everybody's dogging me.
Tara?
Tara!
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 Tara! Fuck all of y'all!
Back here, get out my way.
We're done.
Get on out of here. Bathtub's occupied.
I know.
See that? Can I stay too long? Want me to leave?
Please don't. I'll help you. Mary Magdalene washed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. Isn't that lovely?
Yeah. Wasn't she like a hooker?
She was not. Everybody thinks so, but that's not in the Bible. She admired Jesus. She loved him. And she wanted to show him.
No.
You don't mean it.
No, I don't. But I oughta.
Do you know what I think? I think that after all your trials, heartache, and pain, God wants you to have a reward.
You sure?
Let me reward you, Jason. Let me help you find your way back to joy.
Oh.
We take them all out at once. Preemptive strike.
Of course, so the federal government can bomb us back into the Middle Ages.
Things were better then.
Then go to Romania and live in a cave, you ranchero bozo.
Godric has protected you, made you rich, and you stand there spitting and scratching like infants.
Don't any of you care that there's a traitor in your midst?
No.
Impossible. Someone tried to kidnap me from the airport.
You were the only ones that knew she was coming.
Explain.
Unless it was you.
Unless it was you. Look, if y'all argue anymore, I'm either going to fall asleep or start screaming, so this is what we're going to do. I'll infiltrate the Fellowship of the Sun.
Absolutely not.
Let her speak.
Since Bill Grimer, the kidnapper, no one there knows who I am. I'll pretend I want to join the church and check out all their thoughts.
No. During the day, none of us can help you.
It'll only take a little while. Really, Bill, it's simple.
Waste of time. Well, we could drink them all. I want no part of this.
There's no easier way to find out if they're involved.
If it leads us to Godric, we'll do it. The decision is made.
A few words.
So tell me, how goes your human-vampire relationship?
You knew it would come to this. She was just clawed and poisoned by a creature we don't know and we can't find. And now, in Dallas, you're playing with our life.
It's no game to me.
All this for a colleague? For the sheriff of Area 9? Why?
That I want to leave 100 Tascona. He's going to learn the Dios Bariano.
You want to stay for that?
Yeah, no. Just go for it. He has this option.
O que una levanta por ahí, Valana. No.
The comrades para. Fest me mat. O guld. O mörd.
Mörd.
O kvinnor. Om du har kvinnor där.
Vad är det jag har befinner mig?
I sell to Canada.
Aldrig sett någon strida så som du.
Jag skulle strida mot dig nu om jag kan.
Någon vet. Det är vacker.
Vad väntar du på? Dräp mig.
Skulle du kunna vara dödens fryslagare? Vandra vid min sida genom världen, genom mörkret. Jag ska lära dig allt jag kan. Jag blir din fader, broder, din son.
Varför gör jag utav det?
Jag älskar högst liv.
Liv. Godric is my maker.
Clothes.
Oh, yeah. I broke a lot of things today. It's the least I can do.
Well, I'm sure you'll make it up to me.
I'm sure I will. Oh, nice. You run a little hot.
Yeah. Everybody else is 98.6, but I'm always around 100, 101.
Me too. It's a shifter thing.
Yeah? I never knew.
I can't believe I'm the first one you've ever met. I mean, we're not common, but we are out there.
Ran into a few werewolves. Oh. But nobody like us.
What's it feel like when you change?
Sparks running all over my skin. Just scared the shit out of me.
Uh-huh, me too. But now it just feels awesome.
Yeah, and there's There's sort of a build, like a pressure.
Where does it start? Here? Maybe here? Probably here, isn't it? That's where it hits me.
Yeah, that's it right about there. Sparks start flying inside, too.
And you feel all lit up like a broke power cable.
Or a Christmas tree.
And you just explode.
Well, are you gonna say it or should I?
Say what?
Nice rack.
Nice balls.
I have to ask a question, human stuff.
I'll wait for you at the elevator.
Is Barry the bellboy working tonight?
No, I'm sorry. Barry quit today.
What? Oh, shit. Thanks.
Are you waiting up for me? I guess I am. Rough night?
Really rough.
We looked at houses today. We didn't find anything, but don't worry, we'll be out by morning. I filled the fridge with your favorite things and I made you dinner.
I want you to stay. You're so good to me.
You know why I'm good to you? Because you need it so much. And because it makes you bloom like a flower. Look at you. King of Sheba.
Hey, baby.
You saw them in the lair tonight. Despicable. Vicious, petty, vile creatures.
You're different. You're not like them. No, you're not. You have a heart. Whether it beats or not. You can love. There wasn't one other vampire there that could say the same.
Let's slip away back to Bontemps right now. Let them devour each other and leave us alone.
You know, we can't do that. Stan's as nutty as a fruitcake and... I gave my word to Eric.
If anything happens to you in the church, I...
Don't say it. Don't even think it. I'll be in and out. Easy peasy. Oh, no.
been a long night. Don't feel like you have to.
Quit talking crazy.
I just meant that I'd be satisfied to simply hold you.
Well, I would not be satisfied. Not one bit.
Then what do you want, Sucky? Say it.
I want you. Every which way. I just want you.
You better think about it.